This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Barney and Betty Hill, 1961. Bryce Sable is painting the picture of the world in which they live. Go ahead.
Well, I think 1961, which, by the way, just by coincidence, was the year that we started Dark Skies. It's the Kennedy administration beginning. It's the new frontier. Betty and Barney are abducted about 9-10 months after Kennedy takes office. Betty and Barney live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, just a few miles away from Peace Air Force Base. And Peace Air Force Base at that time, like Roswell before it in the 40s, was America's primary, and I believe only at that time, nuclear bomber base. So the tip of the spear of American nuclear bomber power, there were missiles, of course, in the middle of the country, but the bomber power was just a few miles from them, which would mean there'd be Russians probably running around Portsmouth. There was a lot of tension in that area. Plus, of course, Betty and Barney, being an interracial couple, were having to deal with the civil rights movement at the time and so forth. And here's something that's interesting. I'm not telling you how or if or whether I would include it in this series, but I think it's worth mentioning. Betty and Barney were coming back from Montreal, Canada, when this abduction happened. They were on a delayed honeymoon, and they were driving back through the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Well, many of your viewers or listeners know that in the 50s into the 60s, there was a group known as MK Ultra, which was the group that was all about trying to study mind control and for its weaponization and so forth. And it all came out in the 70s when there were hearings about it. Well, guess where MK Ultra was located in 1961? Montreal, Canada, because we didn't want to have these potentially illegal things going on American soil. So we basically offshored the MK Ultra program across the border into Montreal. This is a fact. You can read it in the documents. So I find that interesting. I find the whole Betty and Barney Hill time zone and location and zeitgeist to be endlessly fascinating, and I can't really wait to produce that and bring it to people so that they can judge for themselves whether we got it right.
That does sound fascinating. I mean, now you've got me wondering. I wonder if they were victims of an MK Ultra experiment.
Well, I mean, it's not impossible. Those of us who have studied it, look, I've got to go with what I believe is the explanation. I believe that Betty and Barney literally were abducted. I believe that. But that doesn't mean that the story itself can't embrace some of the logic behind alternative theories, which would be MK Ultra. Because one of the things MK Ultra did, by the way, in San Francisco, they were trying out drugs on various Johns who were visiting whorehouses. Because these Johns were married, they could hardly go tell their wives or significant others that I was messed with by the government with drugs when they were actually seeing prostitutes. So by the same token, you might want to try something on an interracial couple because they have enough problems as it is. They don't really want to confess to anything else. So there is that possibility. And the same with the Soviets. I mean, the Soviets no doubt had submarines off the coast of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And they may very well have been interested in how can we, say, for example, kidnap servicemen, download what they know about security in the United States and nuclear security, and put them back with their memories wiped. I mean, it's not impossible to consider those things. I don't consider those to be the top theories. I think the top theory, that what's conventionally been the two questions asked about Betty and Barney were, A, are they just big fat liars who made this up? or B, did it really happen to him? It's usually a bilateral choice there, if you will.
Maybe it's all true. Maybe the aliens were interested in them because they were MK Ultra subjects that were being messed with by the government.
It's possible, but I tend to think that those are good theories that people might consider, and certainly the military might have considered it if they were looking into them. But we've talked about disclosure on this show, and one of the things that I think is clear is at some point, you know, this may not be imminent, but at some point, a lot of documents are going to be declassified and dumped. And at some point, you're going to get a document or two or three or four or ten about the Betty and Barney Hill case, where people studied it and drew conclusions. And I can't wait to read those documents. They're probably not going to come out in time for me to read them before the series gets on the air. But someday we're going to read documents about Betty and Barney Hill and Travis Walton and all these other cases. And it's going to be a fascinating time and make for some real revisions of our history.
You know, what still interests me about abductions is, are they representations of real contacts with alien beings or a separate phenomenon? And there are some UFO researchers that bifurcate the two.
Yeah.
This is the UFO mystery. This is the abduction experience.
Well, you know, we are starting to see that this is complicated and complex, as you would expect it to be if it deals with the nature of consciousness and life in the universe. So it is possible that this is something that we don't understand or can't quite understand. And what's interesting about the time that we live in, more and more people are starting to, yes, we are on one side starting to say, well, instead of UFOs, let's use UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena, because then we can talk more about the nuts and bolts and, you know, be taken more seriously, right? But on the other side of it is the concept that the UFO phenomenon is part of a larger, quote, the phenomenon, which includes UFOs, but also includes things at Skinwalker Ranch and some of the weirder stuff that's out there. And that means that UFOs are literally not the whole story. And your mind kind of blows up when you start to think of it that way. It's almost comforting to think of UFOs as nuts and bolts, alien ships from Zeta Reticuli. Right? I mean, because you can get your brain wrapped around that. You go, well, there's other life out there, and all intelligent life is interesting to all other intelligent life, so that makes perfect sense that when they hear intercept our TV signals or radio signals or whatever, and they come to take a look, that would make sense. So we can get our brain around that. But the idea that we're some kind of simulation, or that we're or there's demonic stuff, as we started talking about at the beginning, or that this whole thing isn't as clean and clear and understandable. And in fact, here's how I would put it. A physicist named J.S. Haldane at the turn of the last century stated, the universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. Now, let's just think about that for a second. If that's a true quote, and it might reflect reality, if the universe is stranger than we can imagine, it means that the brains that we currently have aren't even wired to quite understand what's going on. That would be a mind blower. And it would mean that all we can do right now is tell ourselves, take our consciousness up to the fringes of understanding this thing. So that's why I try not to take too many stands on too many things about what it is. I just know there's something odd going on. It's real. It's been going on for at least 70 years and maybe thousands. And we don't entirely understand it. But there are some people who have had better access to gun camera footage and radar returns and witness testimony, better access than I have, and they might have some better theories even if they don't completely understand it. But that would also explain why we're still in a cover-up at this point. If the universe is stranger than we can imagine, then that means the people who have been managing this secret aren't quite sure how to tell the story to anybody, let alone the entire public.
Right now, we're going to tell these stories, a few stories, and then we'll get back with Bryce Sable, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Bryce has become a gray, an alien gray, before our very eyes. Now, you were mentioning before, obviously, if ET's out there, Zeta Reticuli, whatever, they are receiving our broadcasts, perhaps. And that brought to mind that movie, Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, I love that movie. How did it bring it to mind? Oh, because, yeah, of course, right.
They based their entire civilization on a sci-fi show.
Yeah, which is funny. I mean, that's the funny version of it. And remember, Carl Sagan, in his book Contact, they had received the very first broadcast from the Earth, and it was Hitler in 1936 making some statement, and they beamed it back at us. So there's a lot of things that could explain, or at least begin to explain, what's going on. You know, there is some kind of possibility of interaction between our intelligence and theirs. And just one thing I just want to put out there, my good friend Stan Friedman is no longer with us, and I certainly admired Stan and his grit, and I optioned two of his books. I've optioned Captured, as we've talked about, and I also have under option Top Secret Magic. And I agree with almost everything Stan said, except that one thing I never quite agreed with him on. He continually went to, in his speeches, saying, well, you know, why would any supposedly intelligence want to come to the Earth and, you know, have anything to do with us? Because we're just this war kind of intelligence, and, you know, we're just crazy, and why would they want to bother with us? I don't think that's right. And I have nothing to base this on other than my gut, but my gut tells me that all intelligent life is interesting to all other intelligent life. And that even if the universe has other intelligent life out there, it's not a dime a dozen. You know, it's still semi-rare. And in the same way that when we are able to space travel with greater alacrity than we can now, and we realize that there's another life form out there, you damn right we're going to go look into it, right? So why, if we're willing to say that there are civilizations millions of years or thousands of years or even hundreds of years ahead of us, and they can identify that we exist here on Earth in this solar system, why wouldn't they want to come and look into us? Because even though we're flawed, even though we're militaristic, we also had Beethoven and the Beatles, right? They'd want to see what another civilization looks like because they're curious, just like we're curious.
I couldn't agree with you more. Every time the skeptics or anyone says that, well, why would they want to bother with boring old planet Earth? All I have to do is think of some of like Blue Planet or Planet Earth. And you go through those discs, and even without us, it's an amazing, amazing, amazing planet and an amazing world. And you're absolutely right. Like, why wouldn't they want to come here?
Of course.
And then we're just kind of like this bonus thing on top. So humans are amazing.
So we don't really know how how these other intelligences have organized the universe. And it's entirely possible that the Earth got put on some kind of list, and there's more than one intelligence interacting with us. Some of them may have come and gone. Some may have been scientific. Some may be to our best interests. And what I think is clear is there are at least a few that are not operating in our best interests. That's what scares me. I think we do have reason to be, you know, fear is something I don't want to encourage, but I think we have reason to be suspicious and to look critically at the facts as they present themselves.
Right. Like, we just don't want to be coming across as like, oh, they're, you know, wide-eyed space brothery.
Yeah, I don't know that they are. I mean, let's face it. If Betty and Barney were snatched out of their cars and had these experiments performed on them, I'd like to know why. I'd like to know why these creatures thought that they could do that without permission. I'd like to know if they plan to do more of this or have done more of this. And I'd like to know what the point of it all was. Why take Barney's sperm? Why take Betty's eggs? Why do that? I mean, these are questions that I think it's time we start asking in a serious way and say, I'd like some answers.
Now, the thing I also worry about with these stories is that we have this incredibly advanced civilization traveling across the stars to come to Earth for whatever reason. and they want to get samples of the locals, I'm sure they have the technology to do it in a far less painful way, in a way that we wouldn't even notice.
Possibly. I mean, our sample is so small, right? We don't really know, but probably, although maybe for reasons we're not clear on, that's not how they roll. They roll differently. So, that's why I say I want these managers to come clean. Even if they don't have the full story, and it's quite likely they don't, they have more of the story than you and I have. Now, right now we're, you know, the three of us are kicking this around, you know, over, radio. We haven't been briefed. We haven't been briefed into the situation. So
we've been
briefed
better than most people, though.
Well,
just the thing.
Yeah.
Like, do we even really need the government? I mean, anyone who's done their ufology homework can figure this out.
Well, that's an interesting point, then. Let me ask you. You've done your ufology homework. What do you think is going on?
I think that we're dealing with alien visitation. And when I say alien, I'm like you. We don't know for sure yet where it's coming from. We just know it's not from around here, and we didn't make it. We don't know for sure if it's here right this second, but we sure know it's been here within the last, I'll say, the mid-40s kind of thing, for sure, without a question.
Okay, so then let's not stop there. I mean, let's spot you that. Okay, it's alien visitation.
Yeah.
To what end? What's it all about, Alfie? What's going on?
There we go. See, now what you're doing is you're being progressive. You're saying, okay, look, we already know that it's real. What are they doing here? What's the reasoning behind it? And we've taken the next step. That's why people like us here on the show, Gene, yourself, and I, we're the people who are already taking that next step.
Yeah. Well, we are, and there are people out there who could help us take it a little more successfully, but they're not, for reasons that we're unclear on. My question would also be, why have the managers chosen to behave the way they have and keep it all tightly secure? What's that all about? Now, when I hear people say, well, it's because they don't want to let people know about zero point energy and stuff like that, I don't quite buy that. I mean, that seems a little too human in its reasoning. I just think there's something a little, I think there's
more
something strange
that.
Going on, and it disturbs me. I want to know these answers.
Let's do our break here, and then we might ask the question, what do they know, the powers that be, and when did they know it? It sounds almost like something political. Bryce Abel, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. pro-Donald Trump groups raised more than $60 million in January and have more than $200 million on hand for this year's general election, shattering fundraising records on the path toward a goal of raising $1 billion during this cycle. The Republican National Committee and the president's campaign have raised more than $525 million since the start of 2019. Together with two joint fundraising committees, the RNC and the Trump campaign provided those figures to the Associated Press. The January haul coincided with most of the Senate's impeachment trial, which resulted in the Republican president's acquittal earlier this month. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said, "We already have 500,000 volunteers fully trained and activated, and this record-breaking support will help us grow our grassroots army even more." This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
I also wonder, Bryce Abel, about a secret like this. How do you keep it a secret? Because everything leaks. How do you pass it through generations, multiple generations? Well, and I think there ought to be some kind of interruption there, which is why the Navy suddenly thinks they've got to look for UAPs and they're not relying on something that we've already done.
Well, that's all good reasoning. How have they done it, though, I think is available to us. Clearly, what happened in the 40s into the 50s was, and particularly even start, let's just go back to 47 when we started seeing flying saucers. What happened? There were sort of two pillars of managing it. Frankly, I think we can all agree that in 1947, after fighting this bloody World War II that involved genocide and that all the nonsense and terrible stuff that happened in World War II, and then finding yourself up against a nuclear armed adversary in the Soviet Union, I think it's reasonable that our military would have wanted to get a handle on this situation. Even if Roswell is a true event, they would still want to know why, right? So what they came up with for short term is what I believe. They came up with the two pillars, official denial and ridicule, denial and ridicule. And I think you could make an argument that it's quite likely that these two pillars were not intended to stand 70 plus years, but were intended to buy a little time to study it, to try to figure out what was going on and to come up with a response. But what happened is they worked like a charm, right? I would bet that the actual early managers who are now all passed on, but if you'd asked them on their deathbeds if they thought that the secret would be still in place in 2020, they would probably have said no, that this just worked. The ridicule aspect of it just worked, and it marginalized people that wanted to talk about it. Now, you could then say, yeah, but we know a lot right now. So how are they keeping the secret? Well, they're not keeping the secret. They're keeping the secret by not keeping the secret. In other words, exactly. We have the internet right now, and it's doing the work of we do the work for us. George Stephanopoulos, as we've said, won't ask the question at a debate. Why? Why? Because the government or officials deny it, and because I'm more rational or more reasonable for the media, because not everyone is denying it, but the media does not want to be taken and ridiculed, right? So George Stephanopoulos knows damn well that if he brings this up at a debate, he is just going to be marginalized. So he's not going to do it.
Bryce, I think we forget that the media is representative of huge corporations. You know, obviously ABC is Disney, and we have NBC, which is NBC Universal, owned by Comcast, etc., etc., and CBS. Huge corporations, they have their agendas, and they are going to exert certain controls on the content, whether you like it or not.
I hear you, and I think that there is evidence that some of that has gone on. You know, I worked in the media. We never talked about it, but before I was working on Lois and Clark and Mantis and things like that, I worked in television news. I worked for CNN as their first correspondent here in LA. I worked for PBS on a 60 Minutes kind of investigative reporting show. And I'll tell you this, I think it has more to do not with corporate people don't exert their power over the media directly. There may be some few examples of when that's happened, but what mostly happens is there's a culture in a newsroom, right? And everyone is fighting because they're all type A personalities. They're all fighting to rise in the ranks. And the last thing you can afford to do is take on a marginal storyline like UFOs and find yourself out of the promotion zone. So you end up playing it more cautious. And I can tell you this from personal experience. I never covered UFOs when I was at CNN or PBS or at the two local television stations I worked at, because if I had back then, I could have probably been fired. Well, and yeah, I wouldn't have been again, fired, by the way, because my corporate masters said fire him. I would have been fired because my news director said, you've brought embarrassment to this newsroom. You're out of here.
So how do guys like George Knapp get away with it then?
I was in these newsrooms 20 years before Knapp
started
making his stuff. I think it has changed now.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's one of the things I find hope in. It has changed. You can report on this thing now. And here's a great example of how things have changed. If you'll recall, at the beginning of the last decade, there was in Washington, D.C., the testimony given by all the people about the nuclear missiles that had gone offline in conjunction with UFO sightings, right? And that was a big deal. These were decorated military men, and they were considered to be smart enough to watch our nation's nuclear missiles, right? Well, the Washington Post that day, instead of covering it, sent over a lifestyle reporter who ended up writing an article about the chocolate chip cookies that were being served at the press club. All right. And that always made me spitting angry, because I thought, you're putting down these military officers who have no reason to lie and, in fact, are being the highest level of patriots. And it just ticked me off. And by the way, we did get revenge. At the time, Dolan and I suggested that people send chocolate chip cookies to that reporter, and apparently he got many dozens of chocolate chip cookies. And I thought that was great. Now, let's flash forward to 2017, and the Washington Post covered the Navy videos. And they covered it on their front pages.
Exactly.
All right. So we have changed, and that's where I see hope. I mean, I am not all about gloom and doom. I'm about hope. There is hope for this, given that we are starting to embrace this, a kind of a new kind of openness. The shock to me is that it's still such a secret. which is why I get nervous about what the secret is. Because if it was good news, you'd kind of want to bring it out. And so it leads me to believe it's at best mixed news, and it might be worst case scenario news. And if it's worst case scenario, watch out.
We've got this year, actually, an abduction movie. And I'm not sure if you guys have checked it out yet. You probably know about this, Bryce, of course, because you're up on all things. Horse Girl.
I saw that, and I didn't read a thing about it. Tell me.
It is actually really kind of different for an abduction type movie. I wasn't even sure it was an abduction movie at first, but it's worth checking out, I think, just because of the way that it comes at it.
I just wrote it down. I definitely want to see it.
Alison Brie stars in it.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to that.
So, okay. Before you go, we can't let you go without touching on Once There Was a Way. What if the Beatles stayed together?
God bless you, my son. God bless you. Listen, I don't only do UFOs, right? Because I have to work. And, you know, like I just wrote a one-hour drama pilot about L.A. in the 1920s called No City for Angels. And I've got a World War II true story that's coming out as a movie. It's being shot this summer. So I do other things.
Oh, awesome.
And one of the things that I did, because as a screenwriter in Hollywood, you end up doing other people's notes on your ideas all the time. And while that's a fine process, it can kind of wear you down over time. So I thought, well, why don't I write a few books? Because I can at least tell the stories the way I wanted to tell them. So I started a book series called Breakpoint, and it's literally an alternate history book series. The very first one was about JFK surviving. So it was called Surrounded by Enemies, What If Kennedy Survived Dallas? And the one I just most recently did is called Once There Was a Way, What If the Beatles Stayed Together? And I had the greatest time of my life writing this thing. It was a chance to, you know, there's not going to be more Beatles music. There's not going to be more Beatles. That's passed us by. So I thought maybe I can give some life to a story about how we wish it might have been.
Let's start a break here, yeah. And we'll talk more about the Fab Four. And what could have been, what might have been. Bryce Gene Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we get started talking about what if the Beatles stay together, and you read about all the issues that drew them apart, but there is, if you want to hear all things Beatles, if you listen to Sirius XM Radio, Channel 18, 24/7 Beatles.
I didn't write the book about John Lennon not being murdered. I wrote the book about what could have transpired in the late 60s when they were starting to break up that would have pushed them in the direction of staying together. Because remember, they just started Apple in 1968, and they had every reason to want to make this company succeed. So I kept it very real. I mean, I have people write me and they just go, I had to keep go looking up things that you were talking about to find out if it really happened or you just made that up in this thing. And so I just want to encourage people that are kind of turned on by the Beatles having a second act, if you will, to check it out. I've got a website called whatifbeatles.com that talks a lot about that, whatifbeatles.com. But if you want to get the book straight out, it's amazonbeatles.com. And in fact, audible.com decided to produce my book as a audiobook. They liked it well enough. They wanted to do this. And the guy they hired just nails the voices. It's so much fun. And so that's audiobookbeatles.com. And by the way, and I'll shut up about it, but I'm not the only guy that liked this book because it won the Sidewise Award for Alternate History, which is a major kind of thing. Philip Roth won it, and it took home the honors in the year it was released. So I think that's kind of a stamp of approval. So I hope you'll check out whatifbeatles.com. And
we can always wish in practicality that Alan Klein didn't exist and Yoko Ono was never in the picture.
Well, but you know what? I had somebody when I was writing, I didn't do that with Yoko. I had somebody when I was writing it saying, I know how the Beatles stay together. Yoko dies in a car crash. And I said, I'm not telling that movie. I don't want to tell that story. I want to tell the story where they work it out and incorporate Yoko into working it out. Not that she doesn't join the Beatles or anything, God forbid, but just that, you know, Yoko was a thing. And I wanted a book that showed my four main characters, my protagonists, making a series of choices that could allow them to stay together. I didn't want it to be Lennon doesn't get shot, Yoko does die. I didn't want any of that stuff. I wanted to make it real, like, because let's face it, the Beatles broke up because these were four men just turning 30 and thinking about what was next for them and being a pretty burned out by the Beatles experience. So the harder story to tell was, how could you be that burned out on the Beatles experience and still find a way to keep it together? So the way I always say it, because I always think in phrases like this, instead of letting it be, they worked it out.
So what happens then in the book? Can just give us a you don't have to like
I'll give you a short thing. Yeah, here's the thing.
Too many spoilers, but
no, it's not a spoiler. You know what? I like spoilers myself.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Each Breakpoint book, of which there's the Kennedy book and the Beatles book, has a moment in history where history breaks a different way. Now, for Kennedy, it's a very clear different way. The bullet doesn't hit him. He still gets shot at, but he survives. So for the Beatles, I went for a different breakpoint. Like I said, I didn't want to repeat my own history. The breakpoint I went for is this. In 1968, when Apple was being introduced to the world, John and Paul actually went to New York City and to promote it. And they ended up on The Tonight Show. And on The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson was off doing a show in New Jersey, so they end up with Joe Garagiola as the host, who really didn't know much about the Beatles at all. And he had Tallulah Bankhead, I think, on, and she was drunk. And it just was not a good time. John and Paul did not have a good time. And that really happened. Okay, so that's history. So my break point is takes place in a hotel room where they come to tell John and Paul that Johnny Carson's not going to be the host that night, and this other guy will be the host. Can I swear on this show or no?
You can't, sorry.
Can't swear. Okay. So I want
you can come back and tell more of this later tomorrow.
Okay.
Want.
But here's what happened. So the guys come in, this Tonight Show PA comes in and tells them that that's the way it's going down, and Lennon pushes his glasses back on his head and goes, F that. We're not coming. And the guy is freaking out. What do you mean you're not coming? You're booked. You have to go get on the, you have to get in the limo. And he goes, no, you tell Johnny if he wants to have us on, he should come back next time. And so they convey this to Carson, and there's this contentious back and forth about whether they're going to show up or not. And Johnny's got a show he has to cancel to show up, but he doesn't want to lose the Beatles. And he ends up saying, okay, I will come back, but they have to do the entire show and they have to sing a song. And so John and Paul go, hey, screw it. We've got a number one record in Hello Goodbye. What if we try to do that? And so John and Paul show up and actually appear on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in the book. That's the break point. And at the end of it, Johnny and Ed McMahon have had such a good time. It's been such a fun hour of television that they go, you know, we always go out and get drinks afterwards at the 21 Club. You want to come with us? And so John and Paul and Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon go out drinking that night, and that becomes the break point. I won't tell you anymore. I won't spoil it, but that's right. How the break point happens. And it's really, you know, I'll only tell you what other people say. You can go look on Amazon. You got a lot of good reviews about this. People think it's charming. They just think it makes you like John and Paul, and it makes you and you don't feel like they papered over all their differences. They do not. And in fact, there's a lot of starts and stops and unruly behavior between these two men, but it does put them on a slightly different path. And that arrow just going slightly differently, starting in 1968, leads to, for example, them appearing at Woodstock. The Beatles were invited to Woodstock. They didn't go. But in my book, they do go. That kind of thing.
What a world awesome it would have movie. Been. Just one event. This is so interesting. With anyone's life, there may be a singular point, as you say, the break point, where you can go one way or the other way.
Yep.
And maybe you have no idea. You just go with your gut. And it takes you to the right path or the wrong path or somewhere in the middle. Hey, listen, we're almost about out of time here. What are your plans for the near future?
Well, I'm just trying to keep active and keep some things happening. I'm interested in the UFO issue. I'm working on a new book on that where I want to talk about what I think is going to happen, some of the themes that we've talked about. And I'm also interested in launching Captured, of course. I have a couple of other television projects that are moving forward that I can't really talk about right now. But the one thing I want to tell your listeners to pay attention for is a film project called The Last Battle. It is about the last battle of World War II in Europe. It's a true story. It was a New York Times bestseller that my wife and I optioned. And I've written a screenplay, and they are expecting to shoot it late summer, early fall in Europe, and it should be out in theaters in 2021.
Very good. Tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff.
Oh, listen, I hope people will check out the Beatles site, whatifbeatles.com, which will tell them how to read Once There Was a Way, What If the Beatles Stayed Together. I have a Twitter presence on the UFO topic, and it's under @HollywoodUFOs, and the name of the Twitter feed is Life After Disclosure. And I hope people will come and follow that and interact and be part of a conversation, because I really feel at this point in our history, we have got to start talking not just to ourselves about it, but to our friends and neighbors.
Hey, thank you, Bryce. You can find us on Twitter, by the way, if you look for the Paracast on Facebook, a couple of Paracast community fan clubs, whatever the heck they are. We have the official Paracast shop, the Paracast.shop, where we have branded merchandise, T-shirts, throw pillows, four different logos to pick from. The Paracast.shop. We have the Paracast Plus, where you never know what's going to happen next on our special show called After the Paracast, where last week we featured a further interview with Nick Redfern. And one more thing, Bryce Sable will return on After the Paracast for more conversation this weekend. You only get it if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. You get this show free of the network ads, higher bit rate, better quality audio. For more info, go to the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. Bryce Sable, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
It's been my pleasure. See you around.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.